This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a new guest. His name is Steve Rash. He is the CEO of a North American Cannabis Holdings. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USMJ. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, Everett, thank you for inviting me. I look forward to it.
You know, this is the first time you've been on my show, so if you would, maybe give an about statement about North American Cannabis Holding and what you guys are all about.
Okay, well, North American Cannabis Holdings, Inc., it's a public company, and it was founded by a group of us former military officers.
Wow.
And we did it because we believe that cannabis can make people's lives better, especially those soldiers that are suffering from PTSD. And, you know, cannabis can fight disease, improve your wellness, and do so in an environmentally sustainable manner. And we're looking to finding the best possible applications for cannabis to serve our consumers.
You know, you couldn't have said that better. You know, there's such an epidemic of opiates in the world. And I'm telling you that we are in the first inning, maybe just throwing out seven pitches in the ball game about the cannabinoids, cannabinoids and everything like that. But don't let me interrupt you. You go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right, Everett. That is a perfect point, because we have signed up Jim McMahon, former Chicago Bears quarterback, to be our spokesperson for the use of cannabis and also marijuana in those states where it's legal. Because when he came out of the NFL, he was on 28 different medications.
Right.
And now, because he's only using cannabis, he doesn't use any of those prescriptions, and he feels so much better.
That's awesome.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle drug.
It is. You know, tell my listeners a little bit what cannabis oil is. I know that that's one of your products that you guys are a part of.
Right. Well, there's a big misunderstanding. When someone says the word cannabis, they immediately infer marijuana.
Exactly.
Well, that's not true, because cannabis comes from, first off, cannabis is non-psychoactive. It means you're not going to get a buzz or anything like that. And it's a
component. There's no THC in it.
No THC. Maybe a minute trace, but normally zero THC.
Right.
And it's naturally occurring in the hemp plant. And hemp is a cousin of marijuana. And hemp is only being able to be grown in about 29 states in the U.S. because that was outlawed along with marijuana about 78 years ago. But it's gradually coming back into it. It has a great therapeutic benefit from CBD oil. And CBD oil is legal without a prescription in all 50 states. You just can't manufacture it in the states where it's not legal to grow hemp.
Okay.
Or extract the oil from the hemp. But it is legal for prescription in all 50 states. Also, it's an all-natural formula. There are no side effects from it whatsoever. And as I said, there is no prescription required.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, a lot of people don't understand about the cannabinoids and the oils and everything. Can you tell us which medical conditions are affected by using the CBD oils?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. There's a great use of people being treated with cannabinoids or CBD oil for anxiety and depression, seizures, neurological diseases, migraine headaches, nausea, PTSD, bipolar disorder, arthritis, ADD and ADHD symptoms. And also, if you have any type of pain, like back pain, neck pain, knee pain, elbow, shoulder pain, lower back pain, pure CBD oil can help. And I'm going to be a perfect example, because I played college football and lacrosse, and I hurt my knees, and I'm paying the price for it now as I age.
Right.
And I take some of our CBD products, like our gummy bears that are used, which I'll talk about later, and I'm telling you, it relieves the pain. It really does work.
You know, I noticed that when I was doing my research, there's not a lot of these cannabis holding companies, and there's quite a few of them out there, especially on the OTC markets, that don't even have any revenues. They put out very little press. I mean, in March, you guys put out 5 press releases. In April, which we're still in, you've already put out 4 press releases. I mean, so what is your story out there to get out to the masses about your company in North American cannabis?
Well, we're trying to get out to the masses that we are here to try to improve people's wellness through the use of cannabis. And we're doing it in a safe and effective manner. And in fact, we were just at the Southwest Cannabis Expedition and Exposition on this past weekend in Fort Worth, Texas, and we introduced 4 products, which is the first time we've seen them. We also have a concept cafe called the Americana Cafe, which we are prototyping here in Texas right now. We already own one little store.
What is that?
And we're gonna. It's called Fit Cafe. We acquired it a couple years ago, and we're testing different products infused with CBD. We're talking about smoothies, water, gummies for sports nutrition, help you recover. Chewing gum infused with CBD, lots and lots of things we're working on.
Go ahead.
Now, what we introduced 4 products, but what we did is we had one of our booths, we were giving away smoothies infused with CBD oil.
Wow.
To our CBD water. So we introduced our CBD infused water where there's 10 milligrams of CBD oil in a 16-ounce bottle, and this is good to help you recover with your hydration, help with any inflammation, any types of muscle injuries, strains, sprains. It helps your oxygenation process, and it also is a great tasting water. And it also promotes pH balancing and improves your metabolism.
Absolutely.
And on the other hand, yeah, we introduced a second water. It's a high alkaline content, and it doesn't have any CBD in it. But it helps with your hydration, helps with muscles. It's great tasting. It assists in muscle recovery if you have minor irritants, and it's healthy. Both of these products are very healthy for you. The third product we introduced were gummy bears infused with 10 milligrams of CBD oil.
Is that the Everex CBD infused gummy?
These are all through our Everex brand. We're branding all of these under the Everex brand, and this is really good for muscle recovery. It helps you recover faster when you work out, because if you're like me, my recovery is not as fast as it was a few years ago.
Right.
And it helps with any types of inflammation, muscle strains, muscle sprains, anything like that. And it really helps recover your muscles. And then the other product we launched, it wasn't under our Everex brand, but it will be when we get to our next show in June. It gives you a faster absorption of CBD into your body by chewing. Yeah, and it gives you better bioavailability of the CBD oil. You don't have to swallow pills or capsules. And it's consumer-friendly, and it's widely accepted. And all of these products are consumer-friendly. They're healthy. They improve your wellness. And they're legal in all states, all 50 states, without any prescriptions.
The company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day is North American Cannabis Holdings, Inc. Our guest today is Steve Rash. He is the CEO of the company. They also trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USMJ. I want to switch gears here for a second, Steve, and talk about some revenues, talk about a little bit on the balance sheet. In 2015, you guys did about $420,000 in revenue. In 2016, you did around $515,000 in revenue. What's going to be the big boost for you guys in 2007? Where are we at?
Well, we're looking to be somewhere north of $1 million, maybe $1.5 million, with the introduction of these products. If we can get these products into the right distribution channels, because we have to take it slow and easy. You can't go to the great big boxes, because we don't have the capability of resupplying quickly.
But right.
We believe with the introduction of these products and some other products that we're working on, and the introduction of our of any new cafes we can get started. We should be north of a million, million and a half this year.
Now, tell me a little bit about your point of sale system. What is that?
Well, that's a system we've been working with a company called Alternet, where we have a joint venture relationship. And it's a point of sale system that can avoid the banks, because you're not allowed to have bank accounts if you're a cannabis company.
Right.
And it's too detailed to really talk about, but it's a system that allows us to kind of circumvent the banking areas.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for your company and for the cannabis industry in itself here in the next, say, 2 to 4 quarters?
I think the biggest concern that everyone has is just the education of the general populace.
I agree.
Because when everyone says cannabis, they immediately think marijuana, oh, it's illegal. And if you use CBD oil, you will not fail any drug test because there's no marijuana or THC
right
in the product. But if we can get the education, not only for the general populace, but for our legislators.
Absolutely.
Now, that's going to be the tough part because they move, you know, like a snail's pace.
That's true.
But you know, maybe as more and more states legalize the marijuana, then there'll be hopefully this divide between when you just say cannabis, you can say CBD oil, it's not marijuana, and folks will become more educated. And that's what we're trying to do. We're also starting to put together a sports cannabis policy project that will help create awareness of the distinctions between cannabis and marijuana.
In closing here, we're kind of running out of time, but in closing, is there anything that you would like to get out there to the listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yeah, if you would, you can go to our website, www.growusmj.com, and you can find lots of information there, and there's a phone number and email where you can contact the company or myself through my email, and we will try to get the information back to you as best we can. All of the products that we talked about today, they will be available online for purchase in the next 60 to 90 days.
Very good. Our guest today is Steve Rash. He is the CEO of North American Cannabis Holdings. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol USMJ. Steve, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you, Everett. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about our company and our products.
You're welcome.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.